Early on, a pitcher's duel. Well, really, a pitcher's duel the entire way. Stephen Brault outmatching Phil Klein through the first 4 2/3 innings.
The 0-1 swung on, and this is ripped in the air, but to shallow left field. Floramone backpedals. In comes the left fielder, and it falls in. So Hunter reaches. Floramone at the last moment kind of backed out of the play. I think his eyes were right into the sun there, and he lost it at the last moment. Without the sun, maybe he's able to make the catch, but he backed away late, and Hunter on just a little blooper into shallow left has the first hit of the afternoon for the Iron Pigs.
Yeah, it came in the fifth inning with two outs, but Cedric Hunter stranded aboard, so just one hit through five for Lehigh Valley, but in the bottom of the sixth.
The 1-0 swung on, and this is ripped, and it's a base hit off the middle floor mode. Burris is being waved around. Meadows up with the throw. It's late, and the Pigs have taken the lead on three straight hits. It's now 1-0 Lehigh Valley. Perkins once again delivers for the Pigs.
Perkins had the game-tying hit in the ninth last night to force the game to extras. That's all Lehigh Valley would score, but that's all Lehigh Valley needed.
Count is full. Here is the 3-2, and it swung through and missed. His 11th strikeout, a career high, and two gone here in the eighth. I mean, this is an unbelievable afternoon for Phil Klein. 7 2/3 scoreless innings with 11 strikeouts.
Klein would record one more out, make it through eight innings, that tying a career high. Klein retires the final 17 batters he faces this afternoon, coming after a one-out walk in the third inning. And he turned it over to Hobie Milner to close things out in the ninth.
Two outs, base is empty. And Milner's 0-2 to Bell is cut on and missed strike three. Pigs win it 1-0 on this Sunday afternoon. Phil Klein, brilliant. 8 scoreless innings. Hobie Milner, his first save.
And Lehigh Valley avoids the sweep with the 1-0 victory over Indianapolis.